Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Max back with us at 8:42. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Jonesy. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Now I said I didn't cough. Now I'm coughing. I was up to Park
See,
Rapids.
If you hadn't thought about it, you wouldn't do it.
I know. Isn't that the truth? We're up at Park Rapids last week at a brand new resort we've never been to before.
Yeah.
And it was called the Evergreen Bay Resort on Boot Lake. And we fished from morning till night.
Really?
And it was so fun. And the kids caught lots of fish. We threw them back, but it was still fun because there were northerns and what are they called?
Really?
Wide-mouth bass, some walleye, a lot of sunnies. Anyway, it's fun. I know
you caught everything, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, we had a pontoon, so we'd just go out and throw the anchor down, and everybody'd throw a line in, and we'd have a little music on, and the kids...
Oh, fun!
Oh, my gosh, and the kids are nuts for it. You know, they're just... Every time you get one, they're all... Everybody's hooting and hollering and screaming on the pontoon.
God, that's a good family vacation there.
We had a pretty good time. We had one fight.
Yeah, they'll remember that. And I mean, the fishing boom, you know, that's come back in Minnesota with... last year with the restrictions, of course, that we couldn't travel much, et cetera, and so many people took back to the water. Mm-hmm. And, that, you know, there's winners and there's losers and all this stuff. And the pandemic, one of the winners has been the outdoors because a lot of people have accessed it again, rediscovered it, or maybe entered it for the first time.
Yeah.
But if you own an outdoor sporting goods, and all you got to do is go over to Shields in Eden Prairie, that new mega complex that they built, and go up to the outdoors area. I mean, it is humming.
Yeah.
And Cabela's and those places, people can't get there quick enough. It has been one big windfall.
And I discovered something that I didn't know about myself. I have always thought that I really hated fishing. There was nothing about it that was interesting to me. But I fished with the kids, and it is kind of meditative.
Yeah.
You know, you cast out, which I've got better at, and that, you know what I mean? It's a little bit sort of, anyway, you finish.
I know exactly what you mean, and you bring up a great point in that, you know, so many of us, we think, yeah, I remember being in a boat with my dad and my mom, and it wasn't any fun, it was cold, and, you know, not that you have bad memories as a kid, but you know what I'm saying?
You're going,
I didn't really enjoy that, so you haven't tried it for a long time.
Right.
And then you go back, and you kind of do it on your own terms, and you go, you know, there's kind of a rhythm to this, and I can do this. This is kind of fun, and I don't have to go when it's cold. I'm just going to go when it's nice and warm and all these things. And
get your bathing suit.
The same thing with downhill skiing. I rediscovered in junior high, and I quit doing it because with basketball, you know, I didn't want to get hurt, and playing basketball in high school and into college, I said, I'm never going skiing again because my memories were kind of like, God, we had to go and we had to stay on the hill to get our money's worth, you know, because we paid for the pass, you know, the whole thing. And then I started going again, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and now I love it again, you know.
Downhill skiing is a blast. I mean,
it is. Yeah, and I had, you know, here I waited all those years and wasted all those years just because I thought, yeah, I didn't, you know, I'm not going to do that, you know.
I will say one thing, though, Maxie, that it's different. Not that I'm knocking Buck Hill, because, you know, a lot of people have learned to ski on that hill, myself included, that in Theodore Worth. But my cousin has a place out in Colorado near Dillon, and we ski Copper Mountain. Hmm. And when you're on a big mountain and you're there for like half the day on the same hill, you can stop and have lunch.
And that's the difference. You know, it's just a series of Buck Hills is what it is. But you only got to go up once, and then you can spend 15 minutes or 10 minutes coming down. And that makes all the difference in the world. You know, it's just it's so fun. You're not up, down, up, down. You take your time and you get up to the top and you got these long and you can ski the greens or the blues depending on your level.
Yeah.
I conquered the Black Diamond last year, which was a deal for me with my college buddies. And not that I do it all the time because I stay on the greens and the blues, but it's just. And I tell you, it's the same with kind of like hunting ducks in North Dakota. And they come back to Minnesota. It's hard. Not that Minnesota's not good. It's just not the same as North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Skiing in Minnesota after skiing in Colorado is hard. It's not that it's bad in Minnesota. It's just that it's
different.
So grandiose in Colorado.
Right. breathtaking. We're heading out there in August, my mom and I and sisters, to see the Royal Gorge in Colorado Springs. Yep. I guess you can drive on a see-through bridge, Maxie, over the gorge.
Really?
Yeah.
Kinda, really?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous. I don't know if I can handle that. You know, might get
through bridge. Wow.
Yeah, right. My sister's probably throw up. She doesn't like heights.
Oof. I was just out there a couple weeks ago to Colorado with some friends and my daughter and her friend and her friend's dad and went to Grand Lake. I got to tell you, that is a little gem out there, not far from the national park, and it is so unbelievable. The water, the lake, and the mountains that surround it, and it's like an Ely in the middle of the mountains, you know,
wow.
with little shops and stuff like that.
Just where is it places. Compared to Denver?
2 hours away.
Okay.
2.5, depending on the traffic. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're lucky.
That mountain stuff, though, you got to be careful because we mistimed it on a Friday, and you go across Denver, which can be problematic. Mm. But when we got to the mountains, it was bumper to bumper.
Friday at
5 o'clock. Everybody goes to the mountains, and there's only one way to go. So there's a lot of things I've learned because I go out there all the time about how to, you know,
maneuver
the right times, how to navigate.
Yeah, exactly. Navigate.
You can get stuck.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we didn't talk about any twins or anything, so
we avoided the twins the whole time. That's a good thing.
Fishing and skiing, perfect.
Yeah.
All right,
my
friend.
I'll be out at 3M today for TV, so I'll check that out.
Yeah, yep. you're on this afternoon?
Yep, I'll be on, I'll check in with Paul and Jordan. I'll be on the 6 and 10 tonight.
Well, can't wait. I watch you every night.
Thanks, Susie.
All right, have a good one.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.